Okay, so we're now in Simon Shin Tzadiches, which is whether Avelos exists Midoraisa, and what is the nature of Avelos Midoraisa. We did begin talking about it last time when we talked about the Rambam, the Makoros he brings. As I mentioned before, there's a Arichos in Tarsa Adam, which is very much should be studied. So the Gaonim held that Avelos Yom Rishon is Midoraisa. The Rishonim brought Rayos, Lakan Ulakan. So one of the Rayos that's brought against the Gaonim's Shita is that we say Halach Gedevei Hameikel, Be'avel. And not only that, but we even say it Keneged HaRov. Both Rov Chachamim, like to follow minority opinion, or Rov in Metzias, like Nefel, which Al Pi Rov is a bar kayama, let's say a child dies at the age of 20 days, but we say there's no avelos. So why is that? If you assume avelos is derabanan, we could understand those. We'd still have to understand why we're more makel than other dinim derabanan, but at least fundamentally, we don't have an issue. Hey mamru, hey mamru, and for whatever reason, they were makel. But if you assume that avelos is deraisa, and even if you assume it's only avelos yom rishon that's deraisa, but still, how could we be Makel? How we Makel Yom Rishon? You know, and then it's not like we find, generally speaking, though perhaps we'll see some hints of this, but generally speaking, you know, you're Machmir on Avelos Shailos Yom Rishon and Makel the rest of the time. So that's the Shaila. Now, this is more of a question if you take the approach that the actual Nihugi Avelos Yom Rishon are Midoraisa, as we saw in the Ramban last time. Ramban is going to tell us maybe not all Nihugi Avelos are Doraisa, but many of them are Doraisa. If you learn like the Rambam, that the Avelos that is Doraisa is perhaps the feeling and manifestation in Tumah or Aninos, so then this might not be a Kasha, because all the Nihugim are still Derabanan, and that's where we say Halach Gedevei Hameikel B'Avel. But if we're going to take the standard approach to the Gaonim Shita, that at least some, if not all, of the Nihugim Avelos are Midoraisa and Yom Rishon, so then we have a Kasha. How in the world could we say Halach Gedevei Hameikel B'Avel? So we found a number of answers to this approach question in the Rishonim. So if you take a look at Erevin Mem Vav Med Aleph, Tosfos Dibur Maschil De'Amar, he first of all says that we can't simply say Halach Gedevei Hameikel B'Avel is only for dinim derabanan, because it's mashma dafilu have deoraisa Halach Gedevei Hameikel B'Avel. For example, Shmuel says Halach Gedevei B'Avel even on Yom Rishon, that's deoraisa according to the Gaonim. And so how could this be? So Tosfos says maybe in a Chanami, even on a deoraisa shaila we could say Gedevei Hameikel B'Avel. Tosfos has the same idea with respect to halacha Gedevei Hameikel be'erev, and even if you have a deraisa shaila in erevin, we're meikel. So how could that be? I mean, achra mahatos. How could you possibly say that we're meikel on a deraisa shaila? Who gave the chachamim the koach to be meikel on the safek deraisa or keneged a rov deraisa? And indeed, that is what the Ramban says, and he refutes Tosfos for this reason. The Ramban and Tarsa Adam. When I say Ramban, all the Ramban I'm going to refer today are on Tarsa Adam from page Reish Zayin to Reish Yud Dalet. So he quotes the Tzarfatim who say this pshat, and he says that's impossible because how could you say that? So I think, what do you see from Tosfos? Tosfos must hold that the klal of Yach Rabin Halacha Kerabim is not a din d'oraisa because there's no mida l'minyan. In other words, Achram Lahatos is stated when there's a midrash. So there's a Sanhedrin, there's Masu Matan, they take a vote, majority votes. That's certainly a din d'oraisa. What about the klal of Yachad Ram Halach Rabbah? That's a little different. That's the idea that when Rov HaChachamim say one thing, we follow that view, but not with an amida l'minyan, not without direct Masu Matan. So if you think that's a din d'oraisa, as some hold, the Sefer Chinuch sounds that way, the Darshas Aran sounds that way, the Shach sounds that way. So then you could never say what Tosfos said, which is we're going to paskin like the minority view on a Doraisa Shaila. However, Tosfos would presumably hold that the din of Yach Rabim Halach Karabim is a din to Rabbanim. And so again, we could say, hey, mamu, hey, mamu. There might be echoes of this in many different Shitos. The Bach and the Taz in Yoredei Reish Tzadi Gimel, for example, say that Lagabe Chadash Bechutz Laretz, we say that we follow the minority opinion against the Chachamim, because it's a Shas Hadchak, and Shas Hadchak Yosomech Hadas Yachid, even in a Daraisa Shaila. Chadash is a Daraisa Shaila. Again, if you held like the Chinuch, like the Shach, you couldn't say that. Indeed, the Shach doesn't say that. But if you assume that the din of Yachad Rabbim is only a din Rabbanan, so okay, Hemam, Hemam. And they said that normally you follow Rov, for Safek Deraisa at least, or Deraisa Shaila, but Shasad Chak, we could follow the minority view. Now, you still have to ask a further question, even if you learn this way to defend Tosos, which is okay, but Mide Safek Lanakov, why don't we only say Safek Deraisa, right? I don't understand why the Rov is a Koveya. But Mech Tesi go like the minority view. It's a Sveka Dedina. Sveka Dedina. That's L'chor what you're left when you don't follow Rov. So don't you have to be Machmir Alts Safek? So maybe, he holds, that even Sveka you could be Mako. Sort of like the Rambam Shita Safek Dereisa, L'chomer is only Derabanan. That is the answer that the Michtav Meliyahu says. Not Rav Dessler, the more famous Posek. He is a Kuntras Anagunos. It's quoted in the Stechemed, not Stechemed, in the Sri Deish, that's where I saw it. And he's talking about a similar type of Shiloh. How is it that for Agunos, which are many times there, I say Shilohs, so the poskim are some on Das Yachid, says Shasat Chak. He says, you see, that principle, he argues that we poskim like the Taz, like the Bach, that even in a device of Shaila B'Shasal Chak, you could be Somech on a minority view. And he says that must be because we also accept the Rambam, that Safek De'oraisa L'kula Mid'oraisa Heimam Ve'namru. Possibly, you could also say, at least by Avelos, that maybe there's a Svara to Paskin like the Mako. And therefore, even though it's a De'oraisa Shaila, if there's a particular internal Svara, then that would be true. For example, we'll see that Ramban has this idea that Ein Libo Daval Asafik or the like. So we'll say that the reason why we could be Megil, the Makom Safik, even though it's a Shaila and Avelos De'oraisa, is because there's only Avelos De'oraisa if a person is really mourning in the non-halachic sense, if they're grieving, I guess. And since there's not so much grieving al HaSafik, now, it's one thing to say that about a Safek Nefel. It's another thing to say that about a Sveka Dedina. But possibly we could try to argue on something like that. Another possible answer is, we'll get to that in a moment. The Rush, though, Moed Katam Gimel Gimel, disagrees with Tosfos. And he says, from the fact that Avelos Yom Risho, from the fact that we say Halacha Be'amekel Ba'avel, that shows me Halacha, that Avelos is Derabanan. In other words, that's it. There's the best proof. How do I know Avelos, even Yom Risho, is Derabanan? Because we have a principle of Halacha Be'amekel. That's the view of the Rush against all those that we said until now. Now, why would you say Deraisa? Why would you say Derabanan? So the biggest reason to say it's Derabanan, besides the proof, and we'll see further evidence, but besides the proof that we've seen so far, which is the concept of Halach Deramekel and not wanting to say like the Tosfos, is that there's no Pasuk that says you have to be Misabel, right? If we look at the Pesukim, let's say that we talked about last time, the Rambam brings. So it doesn't anything but Avelos, right? Okay, Mitzvah Tuma, Mitzvah Dine Aninos, there's no Avelos over there. So why is it Adarabba? Isn't that the Pashtas? I mean, if you don't have a Pasuk, so you want to say it's Deraisa, the burden of proof should be on those who say it's Deraisa. He doesn't have to defend himself. He has to defend himself because most of the earlier sources, the Gonim, the Bahag, the Rif, and the like, they all said it's Deraisa. But in terms of Svar Pshuta, it's certainly the Svar Pshuta that it should be Derabanan if you don't have a Pasuk. Now, the Ramban, who, as we know from last time, also holds halach that Avelos Yom Rishon is Deraisa, so he's going to answer this question about halach Deber Meikel. But before we even get to that answer, Albi Mosif, he brings an interesting raya that it must be that Avelos is Deraisa. And moreover, the rule of halachah b'mei kol be'avel is not always true. There are avelos shailas that we're machmir on, which in fact shows us that avelos is de'oraisa. Adrabah, there's a kasha. For example, it says in Avel, Perk Dalet, Safek shehu achiv, safek sheinu achiv, safek shehu b'no, safek einu b'no, misavel va'onein, v'lo mitame. So we're not mitame because safek iser l'chomra, but we are misavel. How do we see? What do we see from here? Safek avelos, at least certain types of safek avelos are l'chomra. So that's a raya that avelos is derisa. If avelos was derabanan, why would we be machbe b'makam safek? Ah, he says, but we're makel for suffic vlados. What's the difference between if there's a person suffic ach, not suffic ach, versus suffic nefel, suffic enu nefel? Suffic nefel, suffic enu nefel, we're makel. Why are we machmir over here? Says the Ramban is yesod. Now, first he presents it in a very narrow context, as we're about to see. Later on, he contemplates expanding it, but we'll get there later. He says, Nir b'enai shalom ipnei suffic shel divrei mekilu bahem. Ela mipnei. Shekol safek ben kayama en libo shall adam dave alav. Bein bo aninos be libo shall adam lo lakayim be vachis yomar. Hilkach en zav lav. So the point is, this is quite a fascinating idea that there is a concept of avelos deraisa. When is there avelos deraisa? When a person is grieving. If a person is not sufficiently grieving, then there's no chiyuv of avelos. So it may be true that klapei shmaya galia, this nefel, is actually a bar kayama. In fact, that's most likely the situation. He says there's a rov. Nevertheless, ein libo shel adam dava al hasafek, that the grief is not as significant. I don't think that means you're not sad, but the threshold of grief is insufficient. And therefore, there's no chiyuv avelos. It's not yomar. So, first of all, this is one of the places that we see the idea that the Rav emphasized a lot, that the ikar avelos is a kiyum shebelev. We saw last shir a manifestation of that, and here we see it again. Now, this is a little bit the reverse. This is not saying that the kiyum avelos is belev, like we saw last time. But here we're saying that the mechaya of avelos is belave. So, and this is fascinating. I mean, you could have said maybe that the mechaya of avelos is like covenant mace, for example. To honor the deceased, where we have to be knowing avelos. And maybe we'll even see places where it sounds like that. We'll have to see. That's not the case over here. Over here we're saying fakert. Now, I think this fits nicely with what we started talking about last time. Sadly, we didn't get to really get into that discussion too much, but I think we're not going to go back to it, about the avoda of avelos. But one of the things that we did see in the Rambam and the Rambam and the Ramban and everywhere else is that avelos is really meant to be a form of tshuva. And then this idea makes a lot of sense. Oh. So you might ask on this idea that don't you see fakert from haruge beistin? Now, ragan beistin, there's no avelos, but the Mishnah says there is aninus. And why? Because ein aninus ala belev. So it sounds like over there we're saying that there's aninus in the sense of being very, 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 very sad, but still no avelos. Now, according to the Ramban, it's really fakert. Anytime there's this grief, then there's the machayev of avelos. So what does it mean? Lo yimis avlim ela onin in shein aninos ela belev. So question is, what does that mean? So if you look at the Melech HaShlomo on that Mishnah, he writes, avel oninim, when we come to vin raya, rabbanei tzarfas davelos afilu yom rishon einu min haTorah. Sha'af al pi sha'amru b'hakam adukhti daninos yom rishon hu min haTorah, ein lashon avelos v'lashon aninos shaveh, kedmuchach mas nesim. Ah. Sataka. He says this Mishnah is a riot to Tosfos. In other words, we're right in saying it's challenging for the Ramban's approach. However, I don't think it has to be Akasha. Take, for example, the interpretation of the Yad Ramah over there in Sanhedrin. The Yad Ramah says, Alo ayu misavlim dechsiv be'ibud rishayim rina, el onanim, matam onanim, Shein aninus ala b'leiv. The lo chiyavam hamakom lachof es yitzram. The lo smoach laharigas krovim. In other words, really, it would have been right not to have aninus or avelos. What emotion should this person be feeling when his relative is executed by Beis Din? Joy, ibud rishon minim. However, the halacha doesn't demand that emotion. That would be too difficult. But at the very least, we say he shouldn't be misavel. So that type of aninus, which the Torah sort of concedes or allows, is not going to be machayev avelos, as opposed to normally, where the sadness is machayev avelos. I actually thought it was sort of reminiscent of a very interesting Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Ayin Reish says, what's the pshat in Kohen Gadol not being mistame, what a Kohen Hedyot being mistame? Says the pshat is that a Kohen Hedyot can't become tame for anybody else because of his Kedusha. However, it's too difficult, unreasonable to ask the Kohen Hedyot not to become tame, not to mourn. The Torah, lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis, and the expectations of the Torah, the way he puts it, dechas rachmana aleihen sheyishbuchu nafsham beveis ha-meis. Kiyachas levavam ala krovim, fine. That's what he says. But the Kohen Gadol, we have higher expectations of him, right? For him, we expect the Ashkiach Melibo Kol Esek HaOlam Hazeh HaNifsad. And so, because it's sort of actually like what the Ramban says about Vayidomaro, though that was at that time in particular, the Torah has the expectation. Now, it is sort of interesting if you take this approach, why we force the Kohen Hedyot to become Tameh. In other words, if it's like a concession, so maybe you'd say, okay, l'chatchila, he shouldn't. But the answer, I assume, is that once it's allowed to, if he doesn't, it's going to be a bezayil mameis and therefore inappropriate. I'll call upon him. That's what the Ramah says over here about why we allow the sadness over the haruge Beis Din. If you look at the Rav on that Mishnah, it's also not a kasha on the Ramban. He writes that the pshat is, why aren't you misavel? Kadeshu bizyonam kaparla. So again, normally you would have avelos, but to help those, your relative, that's why you're not misavel. So normally, aninos and avelos are tali zebizah. And they're both d'oraisa. However, over here, they're not. Okay. Now, it's sort of interesting, if you actually look at the Rambam on that Mishnah, he writes, Vein royalis avdal al-haruge beistin, lefi shein aninusam mechuparim ad shi yisak el habasar. Sorry, Shein Avonoseim Mechuparim Ad Shisak Labasar, Vavelos Ein Chiyuvo Ela Kishesos Mim HaKefer, Kimo Shamarnu, Meshista Magolel, Uva Osa Shah Einan Bnei Avelos, Vol Nidchu Nidchu. So that idea is Pashut from the Gemara, but he's saying an interesting point. There's no Avelos because Lo Nista Magolel. So what does it mean, Aval Onanim? If there's no avelos, the pshat is l'chora that there's no avelos d'oraisa because there hasn't yet been the kvura. But you could be sad. That's what it means. Misonanim alav. Okay, so let's go back to our basic question. So the Ramban addresses three questions on his approach, on the approach of the gaonim of avelos. De'oraisa, at least Yom Rishon. Number one, we always say Alach Kedivei Meivu Ba'Avel. Number two, okay, and we'll see about that. He basically answers that whenever we say halacha d'mekel ba'avel, we're talking about a d'rabbanan shaila. In other words, they're tied. We never say it about a d'oraisa shaila. Now, this relates to another important question about the application of halacha d'mekel ba'avel. Is that a rule without exceptions, or no? Was it said in very specific and limited parameters? So the Rush, for example, says we only say it about malchus tanayim. Even though the Rush is the Baal Shita that it's the Rabbanan, nevertheless, he doesn't say halacha d'mekel ba'avel every shaila. He could just say d'mekel ba'avel. No, not true. For whatever reason, the Chachamim looked at all the machlokas tanayim, and about that, they said, you know what? We could follow the minority view. Is it because there's more of a divrei elokim chayim for machlokas tanayim? Is it that just that they look at each and every one of the machloksin and saw sufficient justification or correctness? I don't know, but that's what he says. And the Ramban, though, he doesn't necessarily go that far. He's saying, yeah, you know, halacha d'mekel ba'avel, let's look. Where do we find it in Shas? Well, where we find it in Shas, only in places where a d'rabbanan shaila is. So therefore, it's not a kasha. And like you said, adrabba, the fact that there are cases where we say halacha g'divrei ham, where machmir b'safek avelos, proves that avelos is d'oraisa. And don't bring me a kasha from Nefel, because like we said, Nefel's different, because ein libo dava al hasafek. Then he brings down Tosfos, who says, well, Tosfos, as we said before, says in every case of Suffolk Avelos Wameko, even in a Suffolk Deraisa, and he doesn't like Tosfos' answer that we could be Mako on a Deraisa Shaila. So he says, here we'll have to even add to that principle that we said before of Ainli Budaval Suffolk. He says, for Tosfos, we're going to be forced to say, Bein Lanu Sham Halakhid by Mako Be'erov. El Neshu shall be vain, the Lama Yehe Alakhid Mamekel, the Avel shall Torah, the Shaman Menei, Shandatus Ladam Onanas Misafek, the Libo Nimshach Achar Simcha. Now, people are naturally more optimistic than pessimistic. Therefore, same idea that he said for Nefel, for Tosfos, you're going to have to say for all Spekos. Okay. Now, he didn't want to say that himself. It's just a fascinating idea. In other words, this obviously, let's say it like this, this only works for a suffix if I'm chayv in avelos. Then we could say that you're not sufficiently grieving to be machayv avelos. If you're already chayv in avelos, and now we have a suffix about a particular act, then l'chora, you can't say that. Unless you say that if I do an act because of doubt, it will not be a true reflection of my grief. Like every act has to be toko kabaro. And it's also not even a chli of deraisa. Not sure. Okay. Now, interesting, Shaila, also, we're not going to get into it, is we said that those who hold avelos is deraisa, just yom rishon, and not just yom rishon, but yom misuk fura, and that's Achlisuk Yomar, the Rabban plays emphasizes that pasuk, though it's not from Chumash, but that's a pasuk which is going to be Magdir, the Din D'oraisa, according to the Rabban. And there's a shaila. So let's say, so again, like we said before, the Rabban holds that the Avelos D'oraisa starts immediately. So what if you don't end up burying that day? So it's not D'oraisa. If you're planning, maybe if you're not planning to bury that day at all, then it's not deraisa. What if you were planning? Do we say like l'mafreya, it's gone? It's an interesting shaila. Maybe we'll get back to that if we have a chance when we talk about the Rambam. So another kasha, which we already talked about, is the concept that if we say there are velos deraisa, and it's partially at least derived from aninos, so the problem is that they don't have the same zmanim. Right? So we talked about the Rambam's very radical sheet about this before. But like I said, the Ramban says, no, taka avelos, all nihugi avelos begin to arise immediately upon misa at the same time that aninos begins. In other words, if the source for avelos derises is aninos, so as soon as you're an onen, you're an avel. And they start immediately. And that applies for all sorts of things like rechitza, sicha, and like he says, kavachomer from basar v'yayin. He says here, parenthetically, v'achila kol tzarko nami asru alav, which we thought is interesting. He's so same like the Yerushalmi. The law tikshi l'cha mishanim sa l'rabim demoter l'cha basu listos yayin kevin shen muta l'cha l'kovro mikha makom v'idunim v'simcha aserhu, that we talked about last time as well. And then he says, chalitza sasandal is not obligated because it's going to stare the kfura, but he also says, v'basal hafmei alav v'chalitza sasandal menol v'atifas arosh af iske hameis nifsaden bekach. We don't want to be machmer knows things. So what are we makel on? Sandal, atifas harosh, and that's because those are going to stare the kfura. The claim that melacha eino bedin less or alav melacha is alav kfura so shalmeis. Melacha is an aser because you have to bury the dead. Fine, okay. And then we talked about Rambam really last time. So what are the rayos that it is deraisa? We talked about really the kashas, the rayos that it's not deraisa. What are the rayos that it is deraisa? So one raya, the raya that the Rif brings, is the Gemara that says, Asi asei derabim, v'dachi asei deyachid. Let's imagine you have a person who is an avel, and then Yantif starts. So we say that Yantif, which is Naseh Derabim, is Docha the Aseh Diyachid. Says the Rif, first of all, we call it an Aseh Diyachid. Aseh means Doraisa, presumably. It's an Aseh. Doesn't sound like Aseh de Debrahim. And moreover, that's why we need an Aseh Doraisa to be Docha the Aseh Deoraisa. We need an asei derabim deoraisa to be docha the asei diachem deoraisa. So that Gemara, the Rif says, proves that avelus is deoraisa. Now, one reason why that might not be such a good raya is because by the time that happens, it's not avelus deoraisa anymore. In other words, by the time, even according to the Rif, so it's only Yom Rishon is deoraisa, and we paskin presumably aninus laila lav deraisa, which means avelus laila lav deraisa, which means that the regel, which starts at night, is actually only being docha avelus derabanan anyway. So the Rif says, well, then why did Gemara say it's asay? So he says, oh, this Gemara might be going like the man de amar aninus laila deraisa, and that's why we have to come on to asay derabit. The Ravid says that's very doichak. We don't paskin that way. Can't be mukin this Gemara that way. So the Ravid says, this is a Ravid from my theory, which maybe we'll talk about a little bit, that there's avelos deoraisa of shloshim, like gihutz, and that goes beyond the first day, right? It's shloshim. So this Gemara, the only way to explain this Gemara is to say that there's certain nihugei avelos that are deraisa. So what is Tosus going to say to this Gemara? Tosus says, yeah, say means I say to Devarim. Okay. Next raya that it's deraisa. Brachos tesa in the base says like this. Rabbi Gamliel bathed the first night, the night after his wife died. So Amar lo Talmidei of Lola Maritana Rabbeinu Shavel Asher Lerchoitz. Amar lahem, Einik Shem Ne'adam Istanisani. My time, aninus deoraisa biyom hu dechsev achvisak yomar rabbanim gazu gvayla. This is not lo gazu rabbana. So guys, very explicit that it's deoraisa. He's saying that the chi of deoraisa of avelos, which includes the iser rechitza, only applies during the day, not the night that follows, because aninus laila deoraisa. Now this is really where the gaonim are coming from, right? A, we see that avelos is totally in aninus. B, it's clearly deoraisa. C, we see the pasuk of Acharisa Kiyomar being used to show this. So that's really one of the strongest rayas. So Tosus is docha. He says it just means it's ikar min haTorah biyom rishon, and not really avelus, but aninus. Okay, another raya. We said before that the Ramban brings that sometimes we're misaf on misafik. Tosus might not think we paskin that way, or we did this to make sure that they do the kfura or the like. So what's the conclusion for the Ramban? He says, Ad kan hisiga da'atena latar tzivar ge'onim zal, ulelamed aleim zechus. So I might have thought that Lashon really means that he didn't pass, he didn't think they were right. You know, Ramban l'shitaso, he likes to be melamed zechus on people, but it's not necessarily, not people, ge'onim and gedolim, but not necessarily a shita. But nevertheless, if you see everybody brings down the Ramban as saying it actually is Deoraisa, despite, I think, the ambivalence in his own language. As mentioned before, the Ravid has this very fascinating concept of Shloshim Deoraisa for Gihutz. And we talked about his proof. I think that we're going to leave that because it's quite rejected by the other Rishonim, but it is a fascinating shita. We talked about the Rambam. The Rambam is two different Makoros and why that is. And we talked about how the nature of Avelos for the Rambam, how it's different. Fine. For the Lacha Mishnah's approach. Let's see. Okay. I think we'll leave it at that. So who are we missing for Midor? Yes.
We wouldn't learn from the fact that they are there's Bechia for Moshe and for Aaron for 30 days as a Raya that Shloshim is Doraisa?
No. First of all, it didn't say there's a Chia. It just said that they did it. And it's not a mitzvah of Doros, regardless.
Mm-hmm. No, but I thought it might be something we know. We learn out.
Usually, when we learn out things from practices of that sort, they're not indications of mitzvahs.
Okay.
For something to be a mitzvah, there has to be a tzivui. Okay. So, for who is there a chiyuv avelos midoraisa? Assuming that there is a chiyuv deoraisa. For whom? So the Gemara Mod Katan Chavim Beis says on Rabbanon Kol Amar Beparshas Kayanim Shekayim Mitamei Lahen Avel Mis Avel Alayhan Veluhen Ishto Aviv Imo Achiv Achaisai Beno Uvito Osifu Alayhan Achiv VeAchoso Habesula Meimo VeAchoso Mesua Bein Meaviv Bein Meimo. So we have the Deoraisas and we have the Derabbanans. Now the Rambam thinks that you're not Mitamei LeIshto Medeoraisa. Seemingly. Why? Because it doesn't say in the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. Aye, but what do you mean? It says, L'sheiro k'orav elov, sheiro is ishto. So, there's two ways to read the Rambam. One way to read the Rambam is that, this is the approach of the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah, is that when the Rambam says that it's midivreihem, he means the same thing as he sometimes means midivrei sofrim. And midivrei sofrim, we know in the Rambam, though oftentimes, most of the time, does mean to Rabbanan. It's not limited to Rabbanan. It means it comes from the Sofrim. And it could be a Din Deoraisa that's derived from a Derasha. So this is always very important, Shitas Rambam. With the everybody else besides the Rambam, the terms that are used are Deoraisa and Derabbanan. Deoraisa means divine legislation, and Derabbanan means man-made legislation. For the Rambam, the categories are really Divrei Sofrim and Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah is obviously divine, but so is certain types of Divrei Sofrim, anything that's not exclusive in the Torah, and certainly anything that the Chachamim interpreted based off of the Torah. So it's not Derabbanan, in other words. Sheiro is a drasha of the Chachamim, Sheiro Zoishto, and that is drasha Gemurah. So that is not rabbinic legislation. It's not man-made laws. God, when he wrote Sheiro, he had in mind Ishto, but it's not explicit in the Torah, and therefore we're calling it Midivrayim. That's the approach of the Kesef Mishnah. Now, the difficulty here is that the Rambam gives an explanation as to how a Kohen could be mistame for Ishto. And the explanation doesn't sound like it's a din deoraisa. The Rambam writes, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Elu she'adam chai l'sav alayim din Torah, imo aviv, imo v'aviv, uvino uvito v'achiv v'achoso me'aviv. Okay, so that's fine. That could be midvarim, could mean divrei sofim, it could mean a drasha, halacha base. Afilu kakohen she'enu mistame la'achiv achoso me'ima u'achoso anesua afal b'shem me'aviv v'savol alayhen v'im haisa achoso min hanesua achoso zu hanesua me'aviv harehu misavol adin Torah. So then the Rambam says something quite interesting. We're going to actually get back to this ishto in a moment, when that concept of Asur Kameis Mitzvah. But before we get there, I guess we'll go in order of the Rambam. So here the Rambam says something very, very interesting, right? If you're going to go ahead and say that Avelus is totally in the Deoraisa of Tumah, and you think that Achoso Nesua, obviously you're not Mitami for her, right? After all, the Pasuk says explicitly, so then, if there's no Tama, there should be no Avelus. Says the Rambam, no. There is Avelus Midaraisa. Aye, but isn't the Makor from this Pasuk? So, the Chasam Sofer comes up with a Medrash, Drasha. But the Ramban basically thinks this makes no sense. The Ramban says that it must be that, and actually the Ramban really argues on two things here, I should mention. Ramban says, Ishto Gedola is Deraisa, because Sheiro is a Drasha Gemara. And when the Gemara says, now I, the Ramban, says, Asur Kameis Mitzvah, no, that's only about Ishto Ketana. The Gemara says, why? Ishto Ketana, not Ketana that he married through the father of the Ketana, but Kiddushin Drabanan through Achiha V'ima. So there, really, since they're not married with Midaraisa, the Kohen shouldn't be able to be Mitame. And the Gemara says, so why is he allowed to do it? The Gemara says, Asur Kameis Mitzvah. Why? Because since he's Yairishur, the other relative's not going to want to go take care of her Kvuretis Kane and Meis Mitzvah, and that's why it's better. But Ishto, someone who Nisua Midaraisa, so that's a Din Torah. Whereas the Rambam, somehow or another, seems to be reading that Gemara as saying all cases of Ishto are because of Asur Kameis Mitzvah. Which again, the Pashup Shat does not sound like the Kesef Mishnah's reading. It sounds like it's a Takana de Rabbanan, because Asur Kameis Mitzvah. The concept of Asur Kameis Mitzvah is a very interesting idea. Like, how could they, either you are a Meis Mitzvah or you're not a Meis Mitzvah. What is this idea of Asur Kameis Mitzvah? Is this an Akiras Davar Min HaTorah? Can you do that? It's a lav. Tosfos has this concept in a number of places, including here, that it's Enu Nira, Akiras Davar Min HaTorah. Why? Because it looks like the Meis Mitzvah. The Tosfos seems to hold that the principle that you can't be opened up in a Torah be kum v'asei is because that looks like an akira. It's not that there's a fundamental difference between shev altas and kum v'asei, like we usually think that shev altas is more kal, kum v'asei is more kal. No, shev altas doesn't look like an akira. Kum v'asei does look like an akira. But if we could be opened up in a Torah but kum v'asei in a way that doesn't look like an akira, like for example, asua kameis mitzvah, or by eid echad shemeis baila, or by Bittul Haget Shalo Bifnei Beistin Shalo Bifnei Isha Shalo Shliach. That doesn't look like an Akira. So then that's okay. Rashi Tosa says it by even Shalo Bifnei Beistin Shalo Bifnei Shliach Shalo Bifnei Isha. There are four places where Tosa sort of says this concept. The Chazon Ish thinks that can't be. Ha'itochein, are Chazal's power really unlimited? Except insofar as when it looks like it. So here's an interesting idea here, like also about Eid Echad Shemeis Baila. Pshat is that there are certain concepts in Torah which the Torah gave certain parameters, but also allowed the Chachamim to define them. Sort of like Masurah Chasav L'Chachamim. So for example, halachic knowledge. Torah said two edim are halachic knowledge. That's always true, even if it's not 100% of the time. The Rambam says success of chasim. But the Torah left open the possibility of the Chachamim going ahead and saying there are other ways to have definitive halachic knowledge. Like, for example, Eid Echad Shemeiz Bailo. Yeah, why did they do that? Because Chol Mashiach Matal Abasofi Katlan Tchilas, etc., etc., etc. But at the end of the day, that's what Tosus means. That, and Tosfos, you know, so if Chachamim were to go to say any type of evidence is considered sufficient, that's not. Same thing with Meis Mitzvah. There is the Torah's definition of Meis Mitzvah. That means somebody that Mamish is no kofrim. And then the Chachamim had the right to define the concept of the term of Meis Mitzvah in a broader way. And that includes this case of Ishto Nisua Shal Ketana. Ishto Ketana, that's the Rabbanan, and maybe even, or the Rambam would say that about your wife. Fine. So again, back to the Ramban's kasha. So kasha number one, the Ramban asks, is Ishto Gdol's deraisa, because he thinks that Sheiro certainly implies it's deraisa. Number two is, he says, that Achos and Nesua, Velos, is going to be the Rabbanan, right? Because if there's no Tuma, if you can't be Miss Tame for your sister Nesua, then you can't be Miss Avil for her, right? So that's the Ramban. Ramban is, on both of these points, the Ramban is definitely the easier shita to understand. Sheiro does sound like it's a deraisa. The Gemara Nivamos does sound like it's only talking about Ishto Ketana. And moreover, if you're going to think that we learn out Avelos from Tumah, so it's going to make sense that you're going to only have Avelos deraisa on Ishto Besua, not Ishto Besua. What's the Ramban going to say back? So in terms of the first kasha, we already said the Beis Yosef thinks he just means midiv. Midivrayim here means, midivrayim means not explicit in the pasuk. In terms of the kasha from Sheiro, and how is it mutter? So like the Rambam here says, midivray sofrim, asua kameis misa, that's halacha zayin. And in terms of the second kasha, so the answer, like we said, there are different approaches, but l'chayra, the simplest answer is like this. The simplest answer is that even if we learn out of Avelos Deraisa from Tumah, but it's very reasonable that you'll have cases where there's a mitzvah to be, it's also to become Tameh for some technicality, but still you're going to be Chayav Avelos Deraisa. So the example we gave before was that a Kohen is not Mistame for a relative who's Mechoser Efer. So would anyone say that there's no Avelos Deraisa? So presumably the Ramban would not say that. Why? Because it's technicality. Avelos is totally in Korva. Tumah has certain restrictions or rules, but there's no reason why they would carry over because Avelos is totally in Korva. And a person, you know, the guy is his father equally, you know, independent of whether he's missing his arm or not. He's still his father. So the Rambam might say the same thing when it comes to the married sister. The married sister, the kurva is the same, right? She's still your blood relative, especially for the Rambam. Because the Rambam thinks the only deraisas are blood relatives. That's why Ishto is the Rabbanan. She's still your blood relative. Why is it that you don't become Tameh? For whatever reason, the Torah said. Whereas the Ramban would say, no, that the fact that you don't become Tameh for her shows that when she marries out, when she gets married, it's not even out, when she gets married, there's a certain level of richok. She becomes part of Beis Baila. She's no longer part of your family in a certain sense. And therefore, there's not going to be Avelos Deraisa, just like there isn't Tumah. It's interesting because you know, it's not just she marries out. that would be easier to say. Even if she is Mefuta or Anusa, we say you can't be Metame to her. So it's not that limited. So that maybe shows you, Adarabba, that sort of, I think, support for the Rambam. In other words, I understand that the Ramban could say that Ishto Nesua is some type of Rihuk, right? When you get married to somebody else, so like you marry, you know, you're out of the family. Okay. But she, Ishto, she's Nensa, right? So why should she you not have a velos, right? So of course the Rambam, it's fine. The answer is that Tuma has a certain rules, and there's a rules that are limited to Tuma. But there's no svara to say just because this single woman was Nensa, but she's still Ksheira L'Kahuna. It's not even like she got defiled for the priesthood. So. Why in the world wouldn't you have avelos in that case? So that's where the Rambam got his idea from, right? It must be that the rules of Tumah are exercised custom for whatever reason, but we can't extrapolate from them to avelos. Now it is interesting. The Rambam writes in Parak Beis Halacha Vav, Kama chamura mitzvahs avelos, sharei nitcha lo ha-tumah mipnei krovav, kedei shisaseik imahem v'yisavel alayhen, shenam rakim l'sheira karov elav, limo v'gomer, La yitama mitzvah sasei. Oh, we'll leave that there. Fine. Fine. So let's turn to Simen Shin Ayin Hey Aschalos Avelos. Yes. In what sense? Yeah, Adarabba. So good. That's I'm happy you brought that up. In other words, that's a rye against the Kesef Mishnah, I think, is what you mean. In other words, the Kesef Mishnah says like this. Kesef Mishnah says that Sheiro is Deoraisa. Okay, fine. Fine. Now, what about Tumah? So there the Rambam says a Sukh Meis Mitzvah. But one second. So first of all, Stam HaSuach Meis Mitzvah doesn't sound like the Kesef Mishnah. But even if we wanted to say that, it's even worse. Because why is it Suach Meis Mitzvah? Because the Baal's Yerisher. Right? But he's only Yerisher with the Rabbanan. So I agree. That's difficult for the Kesef Mishnah's approach. The Pashup Shad is, I think, not like the Kesef Mishnah. The Pashup Shad is that it's a Takana. Okay, so we'll turn to Shin Ayin Hay now. And